Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features new interviews and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. November 15th already. Holy cow. All right, I can't even believe it. I don't even know what to say about this. I just was talking with somebody the other day. I was like, remember when we were announcing it was like 300 days until Christmas? Well, guess how many days until Christmas now? We're all excited. We all want to see St. Nick. Ready? Woo! 40 days, pal. Woo! 40 days until Christmas. Game on. That means all decorations need to come out now. We need them now. Get those inflatables. Get those animatronics. I see some scary Christmas decorations. We love scary Christmas decorations. That's why God made Tim Burton. It's true. That's why God made Tim Burton. Oh, Tim, Timmy, Timothy. Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. Happy to be here with you. Bellstar. Solo flight today. All right. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Weedsday Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you being here. Sorry about last week again. Anyway, anywho, all right, let's see. What's everybody smoking this morning? I've got a combo of all sorts of stuff going on. We were going to the Women Grow meetings for a while when we could, and they gave out gift baskets or goodies or whatever, and I found some of the syringes that were in there, and I was like, oh, what do I do with this? So I looked online because I don't do the syringes stuff. I don't do all that stuff. I just smoke my weed. I just like my bong. I just like my dry. My herb, my herbage. But I do like edibles, although I don't feel them. But I think it's important to have cannabis oil in your system just for all your daily aches and pains. They do help, though, with some of the pain, I will say. But I do have to take a lot. And I didn't even realize how much I was taking. I thought I was taking 30 milligrams. It was actually a 50 milligram. That's the pain level. I was like, I'll take two. And I think that did help. So I've been trying to take a little bit of an edible every morning, like a gummy, half of that at least, just to, you know, start the day off right. Cowboy coffee. All right. Well, welcome to Weedsday Wednesday. Thank you to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Ooh, ooh. We turn 12. Wee-wee. No, not that. Happy birthday, Tumbleweeds. 12 years. Can't even believe it. That's insane. Tumbleweeds is 12. So now we're going into our 13th year. Woo-woo. Lucky 13. All right. All right. So what's going on? So if you guys want to get certified, you can do so at Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. We're in Tucson. Cross streets are Broadway and Swan. We're on the southeast side of the street. So come on down. If you want to know what you can get certified for, you can go over to our certification section, and you can check out all the conditions. And let's see here. How to get a medical marijuana certification card in Tucson, Arizona. Click the link, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Get on over to that certification section, and you can book your appointment right there. It'll take you to a nifty little calendar that you can just pick your day and time that you want to come in. We are open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at Tumbleweeds right now, and then Monday through Saturday at the Goodly at 6224 East Speedway Boulevard. That's our other shop we turn to. And if you want to get some really amazing hemp CBD and all CBG, CBC, CBN, all those, all the good deltas, if you want to get all the good hemps in your system, get on over there and check us out. Tell them you get 10% off if you heard this on the radio show. Whoop, whoop. All right, so if you want to get your card for medical marijuana and you have one of these conditions, you can do so. PTSD, that one you have to have a note from a medical doctor. That's not anything we can diagnose. We know a lot of people have that, but it's not anything that we can do without a note from your doctor. Medical record, yeah. Cancer, same kind of thing. Cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, that's something we can diagnose. That will... fibromyalgia falls in there, migraines, DDD, all the arthritis problems, cramping, all your pain problems. But chronic means 60 days in Arizona, so it has to be at least 60 days or older. Severe nausea, that's one that even if you don't, and I'll explain this, well, if you don't hear one of your conditions here, but something that your a medication or a treatment you're doing is causing one of these conditions, then you can get your medical card. And nausea is one of those that a lot of treatments for cancers and things like that will cause a lot of nausea, and people will come to us for their cards. Seizures, including epilepsy. So you can get your card for all the seizures. HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, and that runs through dementia and all the different types of Alzheimer's there are. Cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. And like I said before, if you didn't hear, you know, your ailment on this list, but something that you're being treated for is causing anything on this list, you can get your medical marijuana card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. All right. There you have it. So I was just calling into my own show to check and see if we were actually live, because that's what you have to do. when you sit in my living room. I don't know if it's my living room. I don't know if it's the radio show. But other people apparently are on Blog Talk without a problem. So, yeah, that is interesting, isn't it? Ooh, let's do that again. Oh, we'll take that. All right, let's see what's going on around the world of cannabis, hemp, weed, whatever you want to call it. Let's see what's happening. Let's see. This is today's news from azmarijuana.com. Proven Media to host Meet the Cannabis Press Panel at MJ BizCom 2023. Let's see here. Proven Media a leading cannabis marketing communication and public relations firm based in Arizona, will share its media expertise by producing and moderating its acclaimed Meet the Cannabis Press panel during MJ BizCon, the largest cannabis conference and expo, November 28th through December 1st in Las Vegas. The popular panel scheduled on November 28th at 11:30 a.m. will give marketers valuable insights from the editors and journalists who cover the ever-changing cannabis industry. Attendees may ask the panelists questions to better understand the needs and challenges these experts face on the front lines of cannabis journalism to help get coverage for their own companies. Moderating the panel is Kim Prince, CEO and founder at Proven Media. The journalists sharing their insights include Kate Levine, editor at MJ Biz Daily. Right on, Kate. Whoop, whoop. Rachel Gordon, editor at Green State. Will Yakowitz, staff writer at Vices at Forbes. Ashley Southall, reporter at the New York Times. Watch for upcoming announcements for a full journalist lineup. Quote, my team is thrilled and honored to bring our popular Meet the Cannabis Press event to the largest conference and expo in the industry, said Prince. The 12th annual MJ BizCon event takes place over 4 days at the Las Vegas Convention Center. Cannabis executives consider MJ BizCon the premier business conference and trade show to attend for learning and networking opportunities. The award-winning event showcases more than 1,400 exhibitors, 100 speakers, and extraordinary networking and partnership-building opportunities. More than 30,000 cannabis executives from around the world plan to attend. The Meet the Cannabis Press events, brainchild of Proven Media's CEO Kim Prince, have received high praise from attendees, press, and participating analysts. Oh, that was a good one. Recently named 2023 Notable Leader by Green Market Report, Prince is nationally recognized as a cannabis public relations pioneer, and under Prince's leadership, her team has secured cannabis futures for clients in multiple national publications, television coverage, and speaking engagements on dozens of stages across the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And for more information on Proven Media and upcoming digital and in-person Meet Cannabis Press events, visit provenmedia.com. Wow. I guess I need more decaf this morning, huh? All right. I'm going to copy. Oh, can I do that? Yeah. I'm going to copy and paste this link if you guys want to check it out. You can check out our blog as well. If you go to, it's easiest, I think, to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and you click on the radio section, you can get to the radio link. But there's a provenmedia.com. And actually, if you also just, I think if you just go to blogtalkradio.com, you can look up what's live right now. And we are right there. We are live right there on the front page of Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I found it. I found the gal that I'm so sorry to to the folks at Time to Talk About It. We got our shows crossed, and it's because of the time change. I'm sure of it. But we apologize that you didn't get your whole show. We didn't get our whole show. And I think we got our shows now. So amen to that. Right on, right on, right on. Why is it that every time you log out of this app, it's my sound effects app, and you go back in, now I want to play the damn game of untie all the rings. Uh-oh. How do I get out of there? Because I'm going to start playing it in a minute. All right. Anyway, there you go. You can go to Blog Talk and find out who's live. And also Angela. Yeah, there's all sorts of live folks. NFL Radio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. Is that it? I don't know. Anyway, we're live. And you can check it out and check us out at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. But I did just post a link if you want to check out the media, what's going on, and the event coming up. All right, right on. Thank you, azmarijuana.com. All right, Ellen's Bud Break, Fruit, Earth, and Fuel. Okay, it's not Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was funny for all us that are older. Oh, boy, there's a puppy out there who's barking and barking and wants a treat right now, and I just can't do it. We're in the middle of a show. Unless I go out and give a treat to a dog that we're on the show, why don't we just do that? You know, we're going to walk out, and we're going to say hi to Haboob. Oh, no, but I don't think we, have the kind of treats that he likes. And he's calling me out there. So this guy hurt his little leg. This was a friend of my dog's. He's no longer with us. Mr., we miss you. And this guy is actually a patient. He is on hemp as well. Hi, Roro. Roro, you're on the radio right now. You're on the radio right now. You're telling them how good has done for you. Baby. And then I go back and you said your hello. How it helps his little boy do. All right, happy weekday Wednesday, guys. Good. Thank you. So yeah, all our neighbors. They're all hemped up. All the dogs in the neighborhood are hemped up. And that was my boy Haboob. Yes, his name is actually like the storm, Haboob. And he comes by every day and gives his little boop boop. We call it a ro-ro, his little howl, and we go out and give him treats. And for a while he wasn't coming, so I found out why. He hurt himself, and so now we give him, he's always had lots of hemp and stuff for past aches and pains. He's an older boy, too. I don't even know what kind of dog he is. He's a big dog, like Sully was. Sully was a lab. He's a 90-pound lab, and Haboob is just a big dog. I don't even know. It's a brindle something or other. Just cute. Anywho, you're listening to Weed Stay Wednesday, Ellen's Bud Break again. All right, fruit, earth, and fuel, highlighting cultivars within three of the main taste and aroma profile and pop. Fuel, I've heard it before. We've read about it before, but that's an interesting way to describe a taste as fuel. I can see fruit, I can see earth, but fuel. Let's find out about it. All right, it's a cool fall morning in California. Because Tucson just doesn't have any. Kidding. We go from hot to cold. And the aromatic steam from my cup of orange spice black tea is blending with the wisp of smoke from my bong. The taste pairing of cannabis flower and tea works well. The weed, OC oranges, accurately mimics oranges in the smell and the smoke. It's an orange sherbet times OZ Kush. Paired with the menthol in a new line, and the menthol crosses from compound genetics, and I'm enjoying the balance it's bringing in the morning. Cannabis and tea are herbal medicines with both aromas and tastes go a long way in steering the effects. The cultivars below represent tastes and flower profiles from three common categories found in pot, fruit, earth, and fuel. Fuel. Lime juice. Okay, here's one. I love they show these beautiful pictures with in the growth stages of all the trichomes, and this one's got purple ones on it. It's really cool. Really pretty. Lime juice, photo by Candid Kush. This strain has an astringent nose-biting bouquet with a bright citrus aroma juice. Smells like there was a mix-up in the medicine cabinet, and the vitamin C pills got splashed with pine cleaner. Hunted by Asenia Gardens, lime juice is a phenotype of subcools Chernobyl and is rich in terpenolene, a terpene also found in pine trees and citrus. Ooh, I like that one. And its taste and flavor profile draws from its lineage containing older classics such as Trainwreck and Jack's Cleaner. White Thorn Rose. Comedian Bert Kreischer has raved about White Thorn Rose, calling it the perfect weed on the Hawk versus Wolf podcast, and recently met with its creator, Johnny Castelli of Huckleberry Hill Farms, to explore the fruits of this year's harvest together. Named one of our best strains of the year, White Thorn Rose combines Paradise Punch and Lemon OG, and smells remarkably similar to the lemon and berry aroma in Fruit Loops. It has won various awards as a concentrate, and the flowers from the 2023 harvest, which display a deep purple shade intermixed with a pale green tone, smell and taste amazing. The strain is reminiscent of one of our favorite fruit-forward flowers, forbidden fruit. All right. Okay. Earth. I just want to follow that with wind and fire every time. All right. Earth. And then they're going a really pretty dry stain. It's a nice camera shot, too. Maslow, created by combining BioVortex genetics, Maslow has the ability to slow time by producing a relaxing old-school stone. Maslow tastes like the weed of the past, combining woodsy and earthy flavors that originated in the Hindu Kush Mountains with the subtle sweetness of a dark red maraschino cherry. Cultivated by Moonmade Farms, Maslow smells like sandalwood incense with a backing of sweetgrass. The primarily hashy taste reveals the Lolab lineage, a wild primordial landrace originating in Indian Kashmir, sourced by Deepak and Erasinig of the Indian Landrace Exchange. BioVortex's Jesse Dodd combined the Lolab with a Cherry Lime Dog BC1F2 and a Mazar times Black Dog BC6. Then Tina Gordon at Moonmade, a longtime collaborator with BioVortex, combined the result with BioVortex's Orange Valley Sun, which is orange Skittles mixed with SFVOG and Black Dog BC4. Holy cannabis. The Black Dog back crosses highlight the fermented cherry maraschino flavor. Maslow is an opportunity to enjoy the nostalgic, earthy, and resinous pot associated with the original Kush family, combined with the dense flower production and fruity element of more modern-day cultivars. Then there's, I don't know where this comes in, but there's this whole scene in a cannabis club where people are just bonging it up. They're checking out buds. They're smoking them, they're bonging them, they're hanging out, they're laughing, they're having a good time. Okay, and that's why, you know, soon I think, and they're doing it now, they're going more towards this word where they will look for, instead of naming it, because you heard there were like 8 different names that Maslow took up. I mean, there are 8 different strains in there, at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Anyway, that's why I think they're going to start looking more at profiles versus names. So you'll have more strains that are more sativa, more uplifting, and more indica, more grounding. But the names are crazy. I mean, you heard all those names in there. What, you know. Anywho, you're not going to know from California to, you know, the Midwest to back east if they've got Maslow, and if not, what's similar, because they're not going to know the 7 different strains that are in it because they didn't grow them and crossbreed them. It's crazy. So I think we'll just go by, like, terpene profiles, cannabinoid profiles, and all the fun little molecular profiles that are in there and be like, oh, well, if you've got arthritis, you want something with this percentage of this in it. And I think that's probably how it's going to happen. That's just my guess. Anyway, what happened? We got back on the Christmas page. 40 days until Christmas, folks. You heard it here first at Weed Day Wednesday. Should say mountain lion more, not just lion. I'm telling you. Moto breath times coughing candy. All right, there's a cross for you. This one's for the smokers who recognize that gas never left the building. Since grew out a Moto Breath cross with Coffin Candy cross, bred by Duke of Herb and Doja, and introduced the phenotypes at a recent members-only event held at Chronic Culture in San Francisco. Moto Breath crossed Coffin Candy smells gassy and tastes like the toasted sugared caramel top of a flan. Ooh, that reminds me of creme brulee. It would work well as a wake-and-bake smoke paired with coffee, except for its sky-high stony effects. Gas was started CEO Steve Griffith down the path as a cultivator, and he's hoping for a resurgence in consumer preference for that cannabis profile. Quote, While we have enjoyed the wave of candy profiles over the past several years, we'd like to see the Chems and the OGs make their way back to the market. Let's just give a shout out right there. I'm so with you. Bring the Kushes back. Ooh, my favorite. I just started to grow. It's in a little pot right now. Kosher Kush. Hands down. If you want the cigars of cannabis, that's the one. All right. Amnesia has already popped up, and Purple Pine Purple, Purple Push, Purple something is coming on its way. Feel it. All right. So they introduced the phenotypes at a recent members-only event held at Chronic Culture in San Francisco. Motor Breath and Coffin Candy. Gas was started with Steve Griffith. Okay, so they want to make the Kushes and the OGs and the Chems come back. Also on deck for Sense Pheno Tasting were several versions of Tea Time, a Skittles crossed with RS-11 from Wizard Trees Genetics. That cut through the wall of other samples like a piping hot cup of Earl Grey. Ooh, that sounds good. Tea Time has a citrusy bergamot taste backed by a malty black tea flavor. Wow, Tea Time, look at that photo. Oh my lord, courtesy of Wizard Trees. Absolutely gorgeous picture, gorgeous strain. Whoever grew this, they did a gorgeous job. Beautiful. Woo, man, that is just awesome. All right, there you go. So the fuel, well, I don't know. There are a couple of strains, I will say, it was a sour diesel I grew. And it was probably why one of the strains out there was literally labeled, and I'm sorry, but it was called dog shit. Oh, see, I missed it. Oh, I'm not going to do that again. I tried to get it to bring at the same time, but gross. It smelled so bad that I wouldn't smoke it. I think I just literally gave that stuff away because the stone, the high, the feeling, the effect was great, but I could not get past that smell. I think there's a lot of diesel in there. And it wasn't just something I just couldn't do. All right. Right on. Thanks for tuning in again to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Brought to you by Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. Only 34 cents a day. We're sorry that the bill didn't pass. I know it. I know. However, I think we're still the lowest price certification center in town. And we will remain so. So come on down. And I think we're going to be having some Black Friday specials. I'm not sure. We'll have to check it out. So come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center and get certified.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweeds Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweeds Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweeds Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
That's right. Just come on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. You can also check out, in addition to our wonderful Tumbleweed CBD-only tinctures, you can check out the Good Leaf at 6224 East Speedway Boulevard, 6224, if you're in the hills. Come on down, cross that creek, and get on in. Come on down and check out all the new hemp and CBD products down there. You'll love it. So check them out. You know what else you're going to love? This.
Puff, 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 I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
What? walk into my house like, what up, I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Wow, that was fast. Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Bellstar here. Line solo today. All right. Right on. What's going on? How's everybody feeling? How's everybody doing? It's Christmas time, and there are only 40 days until Christmas. 40. So, I always tell everybody, clean out that bong, man. And you know what? It's super easy to clean your bong. I'm going to tell you the secret is the 90% or whatever it is alcohol you get at Walgreens. Pour it in with a little rock salt in there, a little pour salt, and shake it up. Shake it up, shake it up, and you're good to go. Cleans out your bong really easily. You don't need a $20 bottle of whatever it is at a smoke shop. You just don't need it. All right, let's see what else is going on in the world. I was trying to find some interesting articles about cannabis and Alzheimer's. But on the break, I was looking for all sorts of them. I found different videos, but I need to watch them and read them, I think, before I just throw them out there. Okay, let's see what's going on. There's a petition for Canada regulators to allow for more potent edibles. Avoid diet weed, John Hopkins expert says. Let's see. What the heck is that about? Diet weed? Oh, I call it decaf weed if that's what you're referring to as hemp. More experts are weighing in on rapidly growing market of hemp products amid the 2018 Farm Bill loophole. There's going to be a loophole in every bill. The hemp-derived cannabinoid market is hotter than ever, but experts warn that people should educate themselves about the fundamental differences between Delta-8 THC and Delta-9 THC products. High Times previously reported that Delta-8 THC was first partially synthesized in 1941, folks, right? Yet there's still a lot of controversy surrounding the ingredient due to the way it's extracted and then converted. Nextar reports that a Johns Hopkins School of Medicine professor and other experts want to educate people about the choices they should make with cannabis. Quote, chemically, they're almost identical, but one little difference in that chemical structure results in a different way that it interacts with your body, with your cannabinoid receptors, explains Ryan Andre, PhD, a professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine who specializes in the behavior pharmacology of cannabis. Woo! We got to talk to this guy, Mr. Ryan, Dr. Cannabis. The majority of Delta-8 on the market is converted from CBD using a natural solvent and an acid as a catalyst, but people inside and out of the cannabis industry cannot seem to agree whether Delta-8 should be defined as synthetic or natural. Bandry also added that Delta-9 THC is stronger, so why would consumers go to Delta-8? Quote, the reason people call Delta-8 THC diet weed is because that chemical difference is a little less potent at what it does at the receptor, Bandry said, adding that Delta-8 is, quote, about half as effective at producing the same high as Delta-9. Well, again, I'll say this, as a health star, that depends on the person. Seen it. Quote, does Delta-8 THC get you high or is it a scam? A popular Reddit thread in r/weed asked. The consensus appears to confirm that it has fewer psychedelic effects compared to Delta-9 THC. Sales of hemp-derived cannabinoids like CBD outpace adult-use cannabis and are comparable to the craft beer industry, Whitney Economics found. There are no signs that the industry is going to slow down. Representatives from Normal have told High Times that Delta-8 is not a primary concern, but it's more about residual chemicals and other byproducts than gas station hemp products you should be worried about most. Amen to that. Dell Geringer of Cal Normal specifically warned about THCO, which he thinks is instead one of the more particularly problematic compounds with the potential for real injuries. Peter Grinspoon, MD, a primary care doctor at Mass General Hospital and an instructor at Harvard Medical School, supports medical cannabis but says state medical cannabis programs do a much better job at vetting ingredients than shops selling Delta-8 products. Grinspoon clarified that the confusion caused by the federal government itself makes it hard to distinguish what's safe and what's not regarding hemp-derived cannabinoids. Well, I don't know, folks, but I think it would be better to go to a doctor like somebody at Tumbleweed Cell Center or an experienced, educated retailer at the Good Leaf, which both of our gals are, than just going to a gas station and buying your products. I mean, think about it. You know, I would hope that you wouldn't go to your local gas stations by, never mind, I'm not even going to say it because you probably do get your vitamins there, don't you? All right. Peter Grinspoon, MD, a primary care doctor at Mass General Hospital and instructor at Harvard Medical School, supports medical cannabis but says state medical cannabis programs do a much better job at vetting ingredients than shops selling Delta-8 products. Grinspoon clarified that the confusion caused by the federal government itself makes it hard to distinguish what's safe and what's not regarding hemp-derived cannabinoids. In addition to lack of regulation, we have regulatory incoherence from different branches and levels of government. That's going to make it even harder to get any coherent regulations on things, he told Nexstar. Legal experts noted that the FDA had no intention of legalizing Delta-8 when the 2018 Farm Bill was passed. So time's ticking for the hemp-derived hemp-derived cannabinoids industry, but sellers have it practically everywhere. Delta-8 is so close to Delta-9, it's probably relatively safe, Grinspoon said, but Even if we figured out that Delta 8 is safe, the Delta 8 you're buying at your local smoke shop, we have no idea what's in it. The 2018 Farm Bill paved the way for the Ninth Circuit Court to rule that certain low THC cannabis derivatives were exempt from the Controlled Substances Act. This left a loophole for hemp-derived products that produce a psychoactive effect, but the feds never intended to do so. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, warned that Delta-8 and similar cannabinoid derivatives have, quote, psychoactive and intoxicating effects that may be dangerous to consumers, quote, and urged Congress to act and set up regulations. These hemp-derived cannabinoids leave room for the potential of harmful contaminants, the FDA says. How is Delta-8 THC made? Well, Delta-8 THC is only found in minute amounts in the wild. Therefore, in order to get enough to infuse products, it must be converted from CBD. I wonder where it's found in the wild. We'll get back to that one. Roger Adams and a team of researchers at the University of Illinois were the first to report partial synthesis of Delta-8 in 1941. High Times reported on exactly how it's done. The publication CEN, Chemical and Engineering News, described the process as, quote, refluxing CBD in an organic solvent such as toluene or heptane with toluene sulfonic acid or another acid that serves as a catalyst. In a controlled, regulated environment, these reactions would be done by PhD chemists to ensure there are no harmful byproducts left in products sold to consumers. But the hemp industry is notoriously under-regulated with no requirements for lab testing. Of course, CEN also described the rise of Delta-8 THC, quote, a concern, quote. It's up to every consumer to adhere to, quote, buyer beware, quote, or at least know the differences between Delta-8 and Delta-9 and which are significant. Well, that is true. And I believe I've read some things on the differences between all these new strains of CBD that are coming out. THCO is the one they warned about. Diet weed, I call it decaf weed. But, you know, people come in to both shops and they have their preferences. Some people really enjoy the euphoric feeling from products that are made from the hemp plant. And they don't have the fuss of going to dispensaries and dealing with all that, and then they don't have to, usually you don't have to worry about the law on your back if you're using CBD products, cannabis on the other end. There are many, many, many reasons why you should get your cannabis card. Let's just segue into that for a second. So if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you check out the education section, yeah, there's a cupboard open. They're like, oh, God, the kitty's like, oh, a new cupboard. I got to go in. What's going on? Why is it open? There's nothing in there, though, but I should check it out. They're so funny. You could have a whole, like, total cupboard system and just you could have dog doors in each of the cupboards and they go in and hide. They're so funny. Can't even get it. Education, cannabis. Why would you get your cannabis card? Well, because several reasons, and I'll tell you right now, as we head towards the end of the show, I can't believe that already. Medical versus recreational. Why it's best to keep your medical cannabis card for only 34 cents a day, folks. Here are a few reasons. You get better legal protection. You get protections against felony fines and jail times if you're playing the cards right and doing things right. And being smart about things. If you've got cannabis, lock it up. Just like any medication, if you've got medication, put it up where kids can't get it. Lock it up. Because cannabis can't kill. It'll make somebody not feel well for a while if they're not used to it and they take too much. But your other medications can kill. So lock it all up, folks. Be smart about this stuff. But you get better legal protection, okay? So don't be dumb. But as far as landlords. You get legal protection with your landlord. So in the recreational program, you get a misdemeanor for anything over an ounce. So you can get felonies, fines, or jail times, or just even having a seat over. A seat over of cannabis can put you in the ringer, slinger, slammer. You get more medicine in the medical program. You get 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks. And in the medical, or I mean in the recreational program, you just get 1 ounce, period. In the medical program, you get an unlimited amount of concentrate every 2.5 weeks. So in the recreational program, you get 0.5 gram of concentrate allowed per week. That's it. So if you're doing RSO for any major disease or illness or cancers or whatever you're doing it for, dis-ease, you can't get that recreationally. That's something you have to get medically. You get, if you in the medical program and you live 25 miles away from a dispensary, you can grow 12 plants. So that's pretty cool and groovy. If you're recreational, you can grow 6 plants per household for those 21 and older. Limit to 2 adults at 21 and older. So that's 12 plants. If you're 21 and older, you can start growing right now. I did. The medical program is supposed to be testing for safety, although I haven't really called them out on this or questioned them. We probably all should. But it's, you know, until it's, I don't know who's, somebody's going to regulate this whole entire industry. We'll see who it is. But, you know, until there's like, and there will be one lab or there'll be just a couple labs that test across the United States for all this stuff and then certify cannabis. That'll happen. But until it does, just, you know, go with who you trust. Go with what feels good to you. If you're taking something and it's not feeling good, then probably shouldn't take it. Dr. Kim, medicine woman. Great advice. All right. You get employee protection in the medical program. Employers don't have the right to just fire you if they want to because you use cannabis. They have to prove that you're impaired and that you weren't able to do your job functionally and well. There are some, you know, of course, there's some jobs out there like, you know, pilots and bus drivers and drivers of sorts that you don't want using cannabis. Heavy machine operators, forklift operators, things like that. You don't necessarily want them maybe too relaxed or too happy on the job. Am I right, folks? Am I right? Yeah, yeah. All right. So, oh, this is interesting too, though. Yeah, and employers, if you're in the recreational program, your boss can fire you at any time by saying, oops, you use weed. In our policy, get out. So there's no limit on the amount of edibles. Well, you get your 2.5 ounces, but the edibles may take on any form. So if you want to just go in and buy a bunch of edibles at the dispensary in your medical, that's fine. You can't do that recreationally, but you can. In the rec program, they're limited to squares, no animals or fruit shapes, and they cannot contain more than 10 milligrams of THC per piece and 100 milligrams per bag, which is probably quite a lot for most folks. But for those that either have a high tolerance or need more for their extreme medical conditions, you really need your medical right, your card. Gun rights. This is a big one for the state, especially for the state since we can all carry. You can keep your gun rights in the medical program per the state of Arizona. Still federally illegal to own a gun and have marijuana on your person, just like it is with having a weapon and narcotics. That's not, and they consider marijuana a narcotic. So there's their thought process. In the recreational program, if you're caught with your gun and your weed, your cannabis, it doesn't matter what you're using it for, bye-bye, off to jail. Do not collect $200. Yeah. So yeah, in the medical program, there's no THC limit. So there's no limit to the amount of THC you can have in your edibles. And in the rec program, you can only have 10 milligrams of THC in them. Each package can only contain 100 milligrams total. And the big one, this is the really big one, why people are coming back in droves. Because you'll pay 25%, 25.1% sales tax on cannabis if you're in the rec program, but only you're 8.6 or 8.7% if you're in the medical program. Ooh, there you go. And if you're in both, you'll be in both programs if you have your medical marijuana card. So there it is. There are your reasons to keep your card. So come on down to Tumbleweed Health Center, get certified, and get your medical cannabis card. And here's a list of the things you can get certified for. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com to check it out. All right, PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain covers everything. Well, not everything, most everything. Fibromyalgia, migraines, IBS, cramps, back pains, all the arthritis problems, covers all that. Severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis. You're eligible for a medical cannabis card if you suffer from a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition, or just a treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes any of the above conditions and more. Bring your current medical records, the diagnosis, hopefully within the last 12 months. If not, that's okay. Bring them with you at the time of your appointment or walk-in. If you don't have medical records, we can offer an evaluation with your appointment.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. And you can email thctucson@gmail.com. And you can also just walk on in at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. All right, let's see what's going on in the world. Oh, I thought this might be interesting. Exploring cannabis photo period in a new light. 7 tips to ensure plants are getting the right amount of light through the vegetative and flowering stages to avoid mishaps. Yes, you can have too much light or not enough. This is by Patrick Veazey, Brian Whipker, and Paul Coxon, November, December of 2023 from Cannabis Business Times. Might not get through the whole article, but we'll get through some of it. Hello, Mama Kitty. Most cannabis cultivars grown in controlled environments are photoperiod periodic strains that are sativa or indica types. Generally, growers provide a vegetative period of a few weeks during which the plants build a canopy framework and increase biomass. This vegetative production phase requires less than 12 hours of continual darkness per day. Once plants reach the desired size, the reproductive phase is triggered by extending the nighttime, the dark period, and consequently decreasing the daylight hours. The key to keeping cannabis vegetative is to avoid having more than 12 hours of continuous darkness by using day extension or night interruption to break up the 12-hour darkness period. Day extension is the most common method used in cannabis cultivation and simply requires adding additional hours of lighting after the natural light starts to decrease, typically around sunset. For indoor growth operations, this is commonly achieved by providing 18 hours of lighting and 6 hours of darkness in 24 hours. Tip 1. As an alternative method, night interruption provides a set duration of light in the middle of the dark period to trick the plant into thinking the night was shorter than it was. This method is commonly used in commercial floriculture production for poinsettias and chrysanthemums. Historically, this method has not been used by cannabis growers, but research at North Carolina State University, NCSU, demonstrated it as a viable option, figure 1. I'm going to post this into our blog there because some of the folks, geeky folks out there like myself, might want to read this. So check it out. And they've got pictures here, and it's pretty cool. Figure 1, it's very sharp. Short and stocky. Night interruption and delay length extensions, both effective in keeping plants in their vegetative state. Growth characteristics of cannabis sativa BAOX grown with a 12-hour short day left, 12-hour day plus a 4-night interruption lighting middle, the one in the middle, and 16-hour day extension and one on the right. So the one on the left is really short with really short, squatty buds. Looks like you got like maybe a half ounce maybe. The middle one is taller, thicker, or wider. Buds are starting to form, it looks like maybe. And then the one on the right is even taller, a little airier than the one in the middle. So, yeah, I tend to do mine more towards the middle because I do a 16-hour light and an 8-hour darkness. I figure, you know, plants kind of might need at least 8 hours of sleep. You know, they might get grumpy if they don't get at least that. Cannabis is very sensitive to light levels. Small variations in lighting can result in undesirable consequences. For example, if excessive shading occurs during long days, the plants can flower At the other end of the spectrum, smaller amounts of light provided during the dark period can prevent the plant from flowering fully. Tip two, since both day extension and night interruption are effective at preventing flowering, light pollution can produce unwanted secondary effects in greenhouse bays or grow rooms. Growers must monitor their lights to ensure that only areas that need to be lit are being illuminated. This will minimize energy and waste and maintain healthy neighbor relations. While growers may use different growth timelines before inducing flowering, once flowering is induced, plants need about 6 to 8 weeks of growth for optimal bud formation, depending on the cultivar requirements and production mode. Okay, yeah. There's a picture here with buds that are being shaded. It said it can result in plants going into flowering early. In this north-facing flat, the plants in the outside row were shaded by the taller ones, causing flower buds to be induced in summer. Oh, because they think it's darker. Gotcha. However, cannabis may flower and then revert back to a vegetative state. These instances limit the bud formation as well as trichome and cannabinoid production. There are many possibilities as to why cannabis sometimes reverts from the reproductive state to the vegetative. We have found two of the most common causes are one, light pollution that interrupts the darkness needed to promote bud formation, and two, additional end-of-day light that occurs from natural daylight. Light pollution can be a result of spillage from other greenhouses, such as those used for mother stock plants. For greenhouse growers, the change in natural light available to the plants as the days longer in the spring may also disturb the flowering process. Tip three, the light intensity needed to prevent flowering is minimal. A good test is if you can read a newspaper at the light level comfortably, there's enough light to prevent flowering. Here's a picture of bud development stalling due to plants not receiving enough critical night length to promote bud development. And this all might be different for your autoflowers. We're going to have to do a whole show on autoflowers. We also have observed similar problems in young plants that are planted outdoors too early in the spring before there's enough natural day length for the plants to remain vegetative. This will cause plants to stall until the critical long day photo period is met to restore vegetative growth, in turn leading to decreased growth compared to plants that were transplanted when there was enough natural light. Oh my goodness. Wow. And with that, holy smokes, we're going to say thank you for tuning in to Weeds Day Wednesday. We will continue that article next week. Remember, there's only 40 days until Christmas. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. Yep, that's it. Let's see it. Let's do it. Let's have an awesome day. And remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Educate Weeds Day Wednesday style and have a bong hit. That's right. Happy Weeds Day Wednesday, everybody. Go to tumbleweedcellcenter.com. Check out the radio section if you want to be on a show or recommend someone to be on the show with us. Have a great day. Happy Weeds Day Wednesday, and we'll catch you next week. Whoop, whoop.